弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才主席提到我们今年夏令会。
The presider just mentioned the summer conference.
这是个很难得的机会。
This is an opportunity that's very rare.
我们从加州请了一位讲员跟师母来。
We've invited a speaker from California together with his wife.
有参加过夏令会的人都知道。
Those who have attended summer conference will know.
不但地方很好。
Not only do we have a nice place,
我们的青少年跟小孩子很喜欢。
And our youth and children, they like it.
在那边挺安全的。
And it's a safe place.
我们大人也有机会好好休息。
And our adults, we have time for rest.
我们有差不多三天的时间能够享受神的话语的供应。
We have about 3 days time to enjoy the provision from God.
我们跟其他弟兄姐妹有更深一层的认识。
And we have more time to get to know brothers and sisters better.
所以鼓励大家能够把时间空出来。
So I'd like to encourage you to leave that time open for us.
到神起来。
So that we come together.
我过去这么多年发现一件事情。
The past few years I've discovered something.
有时候讲员讲的信息。
Sometimes the message from the speaker.
正是某位弟兄和姐妹需要的。
It's just what a particular brother or sister needs.
可惜他那天没有去。
But unfortunately, he wasn't there.
蛮可惜的。
So that's very unfortunate.
他没有得到神的祝福。
And he did not get a blessing intended for him.
所以鼓励大家能够把时间空出来。
So I want to encourage you to leave that time open for summer conference.
我们今天看，继续看约翰福音十二章。
Today we continue to study John chapter 12.
约翰福音有二十一章。
Gospel of John has 21 chapters.
可以把它分成两个大部分。
We can divide it into two big divisions.
第一大部分。
The first big
是第一章到十二章。
It's from chapter 1 to 12.
这个记载耶稣早期跟他公开的工作。
This recorded Jesus' early and public ministry.
第二大部分。
The second main division.
十三章到二十一章。
From chapter 13 to chapter 21.
这个记载耶稣晚期跟他私下的工作。
It's about Jesus' later ministry and also private ministry.
因为他从十三章开始只对门徒讲话，不对别人讲话的。
So starting from chapter 3, he began to just talk to his disciples and nobody else.
所以十二章是个转捩点。
So chapter 12 is the turning point.
耶稣又从一个公开的工作进入了一个私下的工作。
Jesus left the public ministry and entered the private ministry.
所以约翰就在这里。
And so John, in this case,
把耶稣一个公开的工作第一章到十二章做个总结。
Made a summary of Jesus' public ministry as recorded in the first 12 chapters.
这个总结跟救恩有关系。
And this summary has everything to do with salvation.
总结里面提到耶稣降世是要救罪人。
In the summary, it's mentioned that Jesus came to the world to save sinners.
也提到有人不信。
And also mentioned that there were those who did not believe.
为什么不信？
And why not?
跟不信的后果。
And the consequence of this belief.
耶稣给的答案可能不是像你所想象的。
And the answer Jesus gave might not be something you will think of.
所以我盼望你今天对这段经文能够注意听。
So I want to hope that you pay attention to this scripture passage.
我们看第一大点。
Let's look at the first big point.
不信的理由。
The cause of unbelief.
这是三十六节后半边到四十三节。
This starting from the second part of verse 36.43.
我们先看第一小点，他们不相信。
Let's look at point A. They would not believe.
这是指到人的责任。
This is talking about man's responsibility.
说耶稣说了这话，就离开他们隐藏了。他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。不相信也可以说不肯相信。
Unbelief, we can say that they would not believe.
当时整个以色列国。
At that time, the whole Israel nation.
和大部分的以色列人。
And for most of the people.
他们不相信耶稣。
They did not believe Jesus.
今天我们听起来好像说这没有什么奇怪嘛，没有什么了不起。
Today, maybe you say, well, that's nothing surprising.
因为我们跟他隔了两千年。
Because we are separated from Jesus for 2,000 years.
我们的文化背景也不一样。
And our cultural backgrounds are also different.
但以色列人不相信耶稣。
But the Israelites did not believe in Jesus.
对初期教会的传道人。
and to the servants of God in the early church.
大家记住，这些传道人也都是犹太人。
Please remember that these servants of God were all Jews.
是一件令人很困惑跟极其痛苦的事情。
So it was a painful and also puzzling thing for them.
因为当时的这些传道人。
Because these servants of God at that time.
他们按照旧约的教导而过日子。
They followed and obeyed the Old Testament teaching.
他们知道弥赛亚要来祝福以色列了。
They knew the Messiah will come to bless Israel.
他们更知道耶稣就是那位弥赛亚。
They also knew that Jesus is the Messiah.
但是以色列整个国家讲起来，他们拒绝耶稣。
But the Israel as a nation, they rejected Jesus.
拒绝越来越厉害。
And so it's getting worse.
而这些外邦人呢？
And also the Gentiles.
似乎越来 越接受耶稣。
And they started to turn to Jesus more.
他们说怎么会有这回事情呢？
So how come this is happening?
是不是神讲以色列人改变主意，把他们抛弃呢？
Has God forsaken the Jews? Has He changed His mind about them?
还是事情改变太突然了，神想都想不到呢？
Or because things are happening too sudden, then God cannot do anything about it.
写约翰福音的约翰也是犹太人。
And the author of the Gospel of John is also a Jew.
他在这边有个回答。
And he has an answer here.
37节。
Verse 37。
他们不相信。
They were not believing in him.
他的理由很简单。
His reason is very simple.
他们不肯相信。
They would not believe.
约翰引用以赛亚书的一句话。
And he quoted from the book of Isaiah.
这是53章第一节。
Chapter 53, verse 1.
就记在我们的38节这里面。
And it's quoted in our chapter 12, verse 38.
说主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？主的半辈向谁显肉呢？请大家注意到，约翰提两件事情。
Please pay attention. John is mentioning here two things.
他提到所传的道。
First, he says about our report.
以及所行的神迹。
And also that the miracles that's been performed.
因为主的膀臂在圣经里面代表主的能力。
Because in the Bible, the arm of the Lord represents the power of God.
因为只有主有办法行出这些神迹来。
Because only the Lord has the power to perform miracles.
约翰引用以赛亚书说，主所传的道跟他的神迹没有人接受。
So John is quoting Isaiah saying that the report from God and also his miracles were not accepted.
那么36节37节同样发生在耶稣的身上。
And verses 36 and 37 also happened in Jesus.
36节后半边耶稣说了这话，换句话说耶稣的教导。
Second part of verse 36 says these things Jesus spoke, and that means the teaching of Jesus.
然后37节，他在他们那行了许多神迹，耶稣所做的工作。
And verse 37 says he performed so many signs before them.
这两件事情他们都不肯接受。
And these two things they were not willing to accept.
虽然有这么充分的证明，
even though they had so substantial proof,
他们不肯相信。
They would not believe.
约翰告诉我们一件真理。
And John told us one truth.
任何人离开神，
anybody who leaves God,
拒绝神，
to reject him,
不相信神，
not to believe in him,
是因为他们自己的欲望跟决定。
It's because of their own desire and decision.
他们要按他自己的旨意去做事情。
They want to do things according to their own will.
当年的亚当跟夏娃是这样。
It's the same for Adam and Eve in those days.
以后历世历代很多人也是这样。
And then in the following generations, many people followed in their footsteps.
今天如果你听到神的话语，
Today, if you hear God's word,
你看见神的大能，
and see God's power,
如果你仍然不接受他，
and yet you still continue to reject him,
这样说理由是你不肯相信。
John is saying the reason is you will not receive him, you will not believe him.
我们看第二小点。
Let's look at second point, point B.
他们不肯相信，这是人的责任。
The responsibility of men when they will not believe.
第二小点，他们不能信，这是神给他们的处罚。
And point B, they could not believe, and that's judgment from God.
39节，他们所以不能信，因为以赛亚又说，主叫他们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
Verses 39 and 40.
有人读了这两节圣经节，可能心里面有个问题。
Some people, when they read these two verses, they may have a question in their mind.
这个问题说, 哎, 我是不是我不信, 是神叫我不信的?
Does it mean that when I don't believe, it's God making me not believe?
如果是这样的话, 那是神的责任, 不是我的责任。
If that's the case, then it's God's responsibility, not mine.
这是个好问题。
This is a good question.
我们需要回答。
We need to answer it.
首先,
First,
让我做个假定。
Let me give you a hypothesis.
如果神真的像你所说的,
If God were like what you said,
是他叫人不相信,
It's him who makes people to disbelieve.
是他叫人心硬跟眼瞎,
He makes people harden their hearts and also blind their eyes.
我说, 如果是这样,
I said, if it were the case,
神仍然是公义的,
then God is still righteous.
我们没有办法批评他,
We cannot criticize him.
我们被造之物没有办法说他什么,
We as creatures cannot say anything to him.
针对这个问题, 保罗就有一个回答,
And to this question, Paul provided an answer.
因为日光之下, 并无新事,
Because there's nothing new under the sun.
我们常常想到的问题, 几百年前, 几千年前, 人家已经问过了,
Very often the questions we have today were asked thousands of years ago.
保罗怎么回答?
How did Paul answer?
我们看罗马书第九章,
Let's look at Romans chapter 9,
14节到18节,
verses 14 to 18.
罗马书第九章14节到18节,
Romans 9, verses 14 to 18.
我来念, 这里说, 这样我们可说什么呢? 难道神有什么不公平吗? 断乎没有, 因他对摩西说, 我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁, 要恩待谁就恩待谁, 据此看来, 这不在乎那定义的, 也不在乎那奔跑的, 只在乎发怜悯的神, 因为经上有话向法老说, 我将你兴起来, 特要在你身上彰显我的全能, 并要使我的名传遍天下, 如此看来, 神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁, 要叫谁甘应, 就叫谁甘应。我们这个受造之物头脑有限的,
We as creatures, we have a very limited brain.
我们的思想不完全的,
Our thinking is not very perfect.
我们没有办法审判这个神的,
So we cannot judge this God.
所以首先, 如果假定神真是这样, 我们没有办法审判他。
So just assume God is were like that, then we still cannot judge him.
第二个,
Secondly,
刚才念的12章40节,
In chapter 12, verse 40, we just read,
这句话不是代表所有有关救恩的道理,
This verse does not represent all the teachings on salvation.
关于救恩整本圣经讲同一件事情,
About salvation, the whole Bible talks about one thing.
哪一件事情?
What thing is that?
请大家注意,
Please pay attention.
不是人渴慕神,
It's not that people desire God.
不是人有能力说我要去选择神,
Nor that people have the power to choose God.
而神故意挑出他们一些当中一些人来,
And then God purposely picked some out of the group.
让他们眼瞎了,
To blind them.
让他们心硬了,
To harden their hearts.
反而,
But on the contrary,
人是不渴慕神的,
Men don't like God.
人没有能力去寻找神,
There are no power to seek after God.
但是因为神的恩典,
But because of God's grace,
他介入一些人的心中,
He enters the heart of some of us,
软化他们的心,
And soften their heart,
打开他们的眼睛,
And open their eyes,
他们接受神而得救,
They accept God and are saved.
所以提到救恩呢,
So when we talk about salvation,
神根本不需要叫人,眼瞎了,
God does not need to blind anybody's heart.
神根本不需要叫人心硬了,
He does not need to harden anybody's
heart. 因为人本来就是这样的,
Because that's the condition of men already.
如果神希望每个人都去地狱的话,
Because if God wants everybody to go to hell,
他不需要再做什么,
He doesn't need to do anything more.
他只要扣住他的恩典, 不释放出来就好了,
He only has to withhold His grace, not to be released to
us. 他不需要再做什么,
He does not need to do anything more.
这是第二个原因,
So that's the second reason.
第三个,
The third reason.
请注意我们刚才念的40节的次序。
Please pay attention to the order in verse 40.
约翰在这里面一开始就引用四十节。
John started this verse right away by quoting Isaiah.
说他们不能信。
He said that they could not believe.
约翰一开始先提三十七节、三十八节。先提三十七、三十八。
First he mentioned verses 36 and 37.
说他们不相信。
He said that they would not believe.
换句话，这个次序是。
In order to see, we can see the order here.
他们不相信。
They would not believe.
然后他们不能信。
And then they could not believe.
因为神叫他们眼瞎心硬。
Because God blind their hearts and blind their eyes and harden their hearts.
这个次序。
That's the order.
被称为司法上的一个决定。
You can call that the
judicial decision.
Judicial issue.
Decision.
Decision.
司法上决定了。
Judicial decision.
他们没有机会。
So there's no opportunity.
他们太晚了。
They are too late.
大家了解这个意思吗？
Do you understand this?
这是个次序的问题。
This is a matter of order.
这是个很可怕的关键。
This is a fearful thing.
它发生在以色列人的身上。
It happened on the Israelites.
它也发生在许许多多外邦人的身上。
It also happened on many Gentiles also.
我不晓得你的情形怎么样。
I don't know what condition you're in.
你有没有为这个事情挣扎？
Have you struggled in this matter?
不要从不相信到变成不能信。
Don't go from you will not believe and then into you cannot believe.
神的话语是极其要紧的。
The words of God are very extremely important.
Warren Wiersbe 牧师讲过一句话。
Warren Wiersbe said this.
他说把神的真理看作轻描淡写的是一件很严重的事。
It is a serious thing to treat God's word truth lightly.
因为一个人很可能失去了得救的机会。
For a person could well miss the opportunity to be saved.
神有他的主权。
God has his sovereignty.
人有他的责任。
Man has his responsibility.
这两个同时存在。
These two coexist.
当我们有机会的时候
When we have the opportunity,
当我们有机会接近他的时候
the opportunity to draw close to him,
我们接近他
Let's draw close to him.
免得有一天神叫我们心硬跟眼瞎
So that God will not one day blind our eyes nor harden our hearts.
我们看第三个小点
Let's look at point C.
几位暗中的信徒
Some were silent believers.
或者不出声的信徒
Or yeah, silent or in private.
有一对美国一个美国牧师
There's an American pastor.
他很想去拜访他教会里面一个会友
He wanted to visit a member of his church.
一直找不出好的时间
Could not find a good time to do it.
终于那个会友说哎，你可以哪一天中午来我们一起吃中饭
So finally the member said well we can meet for lunch someday.
所以牧师去了他的公司
And so the pastor went to his office.
进入大门
Entered the main gate.
告诉守卫说他找谁
And told the guard who he wanted to meet.
守卫就替他打电话
And so the security guard made a call.
几分钟就以后会友出来了
So a few minutes later this member came out.
正好这个会友的几个同事也经过
And at the same time some of his co-workers were walking past him.
这个会友就把他牧师介绍给他的同事
And so this member introduced his pastor to his co-workers.
同事听了以后
And co-workers after they heard him
很吃惊地对他说
were very surprised and told him,
John, 我都不晓得你是基督徒
John, I never knew you're a Christian.
我认识你七年了还不晓得你是基督徒
I've known you for 7 years and I never knew that.
这个圣经，你刚才念的圣经节里面42-43节
，in verses 42-43，
有三个动词
，there are three verbs，
一个是信或者相信
，first is believe，
第二个是承认
，the second is confess，
承认呢也有说表白信仰哈、哦、自白的意思
，confess can say that we show our belief，
第二个是爱。
And third is love.
如果我们抓住这三个动词
If we take hold of these three
我们可以了解这两节经文究竟讲什么
We can understand what these two verses mean.
这前面的这两个动词
The first two verbs
相信跟承认
Believe and confess
告诉这些官长在做什么
Tell us what the rulers were doing.
你们有没有注意到
Have you seen this?
他们做的好像有矛盾不一致
They seem to be contradicting each other.
然后第三个动词爱
And the third verb, love.
解释为什么他们是这样。
Explains why they acted that way.
这些犹太人的官长。
These Jewish leaders.
他们拿我们今天的话是有头有脸的人物啊。
In our today's words, they are the VIPs of the day.
他们比平常人有更好的环境。
They were living in better conditions.
他们对圣经的知识比人家多。
They had better Bible knowledge than most people.
但他们只肯暗中相信。
And yet they were just content to be silent believers.
不肯公开承认。
They did not want to publicly confess the faith.
第二说他们的理由。
And John said their reason was.
43节。
In verse 43.
他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
That they love the approval of men rather than the approval of God.
刚才伊斯姆这部英文版本把它翻成他们爱人的许可或者爱人的赞美。过于爱神的许可或爱神的赞美。
The word approval can be explained as the praise of men. They love the approval or praise of men rather than praise or approval of God.
这些人虽然他们认为自己是相信的。
These people, even though they consider themselves as believers,
但其实他们没有信。
And yet they did not really believe.
他们还没有将耶稣当作他的主人呢。
They did not take Jesus as their master.
他们还没有委身给耶稣。
They did not commit themselves to Jesus.
他们从来还没有跟随过耶稣。
And they never followed Jesus.
马太福音书里面一段警告。
There's a warning in Gospel of Matthew.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十三节。
33.
马太福音第十章三十二节三十三节
Matthew 10 verses 32 to 33
凡在人面前认我的我在我父天父的天上的父面前也必认他凡在人面前不认我的我在我天上的父面前也不认他这些人很可惜他们想做一件不可能的事情
Unfortunately for these people, they want to do the impossible.
他们想要做一个保密的基督徒。
They want to be secret Christians.
有人说过一句英文话讲得很好。
Somebody said in English something that's good.
说保密门徒的身份是一个在说法上自相矛盾的。
Secret discipleship is a contradiction in terms.
因为或者保密的状态会消灭了门徒的身份。
For either the secrecy kills the discipleship.
不然门徒身份会消灭保密状态。
Or else the discipleship kills the secrecy.
不可能两个都同时存在。
So these two cannot coexist.
不两个两个都有。
You cannot have both.
也许我们可以问我们自己一个问题。
Maybe we can ask ourselves a question.
请问你在学校里。
You are asked while in school,
在同学之间
among your classmates,
或者在公司里
or at work,
在上司同事面前
in, before your boss or co-worker,
或者在亲朋之间
or among your relatives,
在社交场合
in social settings,
你是位暗中的基督徒吗
are you a secret believer,
你是位不敢公开的基督徒吗
Are you afraid to go public with your faith?
如果是的话
Is that the case?
请问你是怕什么
May I ask, what are you afraid of?
或者请问你是更爱什么
Or may I ask, what do you love more?
Warren Wiersbe 牧师有一句话
And Pastor Warren Wiersbe said another
在我们节目单上面
It's printed in our bulletin
宁可怕神而去天堂
Better to fear God and go to heaven
总比不怕怕人，总比怕人而去地狱好。
Than to fear man and go to hell.
盼望我们能记住神的教训。
Hope that we'll remember God's teaching.
我们看第二大点。
Let's look at second big point.
相信的呼喊。
The crying for belief.
这是四十四到四十六节。
In verses 44 to 46.
四十四，耶稣大声说两件事情。
Jesus cried out two things.
首先，他说他是神。
First, he said he's God.
他说信我的不是信我乃是信那差我来的人看见我就是看见那差我来的这是一个很宝贝的真理
This is a precious truth.
因为如果耶稣不是神的话，
Because if Jesus were not God,
我们便不知道神是怎么样。
Then we won't know God.
想想看，
Think about this.
如果神在人类历史当中，
If God in human history,
没有他自己先提到他自己，
Never showed himself,
spoke
himself.
也就是我们这本圣经。
And that is this Bible.
如果神在人类历史当中，
If God in human history,
没有将他自己彰显出来，
did not manifest himself.
换句话说，耶稣没有道成肉身。
In other words, Jesus did not become flesh.
那我们怎么认识神？
Then how can we know God?
我们说，哦，神是这样。
We'll say God is like this.
你说神是那样。
You say God is like that.
每个人有不同的看法。
Everybody has his own view.
那我们最好的情形呢？
So our best situation
仍然是瞎子摸象。
It's no better than the blind man try to figure out what the
有一些对。
They get some truth in it.
有一些认识。
And they have some knowledge.
但很多错地方。
But there are a lot of errors.
耶稣宣告他是神。
Jesus declared that he is God.
但你又说神是什么？
But then you ask, what is God?
答案就是在耶稣。
The answer is in Jesus.
但你问说神是爱吗？
If you ask, is God love?
答案说是的。
The answer is yes.
因为耶稣是爱。
Because Jesus is love.
当我们还做罪人的时候，
When we were yet sinners,
他就我们死在十字架上。
Christ died for us on the cross.
他的爱就在那里向我们显明。
And that's how his love is manifested to us.
但你又问说神是公义的。
And you ask, is God righteous?
神是圣洁的吗？
Is he holy?
神是信实的吗？
Is he faithful?
神真的蛮有智慧吗？
Is it full of wisdom?
神真能够帮助我吗？
Can he really help me?
神真的了解我的情形吗？
Can he really understand my situation?
我们知道答案都是的。
We know the answers to all the questions.
因为耶稣基督。
Because of Jesus Christ,
跟他所讲的话
and his words,
就告诉我们是的
tell us yes.
耶稣要你相信他
Jesus wants us to believe in him.
因为相信他的人是有福的人
Because those who believe in him are
blessed. 他们不需要在暗中摸索说神是怎么样
They don't have to grope around in darkness to find out
who God is. 神啊你是谁
God who are you
你在哪里
Where are you
你和我的关系有什么
What's your relationship with me
也不需要再说
And we don't need
哎呀，巴不得我能够认识你。
How I wish I can know you.
因为神已经让耶稣跟他的话语向他显明了。
Because God has manifested Himself through His Word and through Jesus Christ.
耶稣宣告他是神。
Jesus declares He is God.
第二个，耶稣宣告他是世上的光。
And point B, Jesus declares He is the light of the world.
这是四十六节。
In verse 46.
我到世上来乃是光，叫凡信我的。不住在黑暗里。这个光的宣告一直是约翰福音的主题。
This declaration of light has been the theme of the Gospel of John.
我们看约翰福音一章第四节第五节。
Let's look at Gospel of John chapter 1 verses 4 to 5.
约翰福音一开始就有这个主题。
At the very beginning of the Gospel, there is this theme.
第一章第四节，生命在它里头。这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。再看第八章十二节。
Let's look at 8 verse 12.
八章十二节。
8 verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。”必要得着生命的光。再看第九章第五节。
Also chapter 9 verse 5.
第九章第五节，我在世上的时候是世上的光。这是约翰福音里面一个主题。
This is one of the themes in the Gospel of John.
耶稣是世上的光，究竟有什么意义？
Jesus being the light of the world, what does it mean?
我们常常听到。
We hear that very often.
我想有两个意义。
I think there are two meanings.
第一个意义。
First.
除了耶稣以外。
Apart from Jesus.
世界跟世人都在黑暗之下。
The world and the people are in darkness.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
世界上可以学习很多东西。
In the world, we can learn many things.
发展很多东西。
We can just develop into many things.
科学、医学。
In the technology and medical fields.
工程。
In the engineering.
艺术。
And art.
音乐
music,
技术等等
and the different skills,
甚至人对一些事情的看法
and even, and also some of things we,the way we view things,
或者 看到人与人之间的关系
and also interpersonal relationships,
但是如果没有耶稣这个光的话
but without Jesus being the light,
我们仍然看不见那个真理
we still cannot see the truth,
看不见善良
We cannot see goodness.
看不见什么叫美好。
We cannot see what is good.
所以除了他以外，我们都在他的光黑暗之下。
So apart from him, we all dwell in darkness.
第二个意思。
The second meaning.
他将世界上的黑暗暴露出来。
He exposes the darkness of the world.
你有没有想过
？Have you think of it?
如果大家都在黑暗当中
，If everybody is in darkness,
那我们并不知道什么是黑暗。
Then we won't know what is darkness.
大家都一样。
Because everybody are in the same boat.
但光一出现。
But when light appears.
我们看到两者之间的差距。
And then we see the big contrast between the two.
因为耶稣是世上的光。
Because Jesus is the light of the world.
我们才看见罪的丑恶跟罪的可怕。
We see the ugliness and the terror of sin.
你记得在约翰福音第八章里面讲一个行淫被抓的妇人吗？
Remember in chapter 8 of John, there was a woman being caught in the very act of adultery.
要抓那位行淫的妇人。
And they wanted to bring her to Jesus.
文士跟法利赛人需要先一个圈套。
In order to do that, they set a trap.
他们先把这个妇人套住。
So they catch the woman in the trap.
然后用那个妇人要来圈套耶稣啊。
And then to use this woman as a trap to trap Jesus.
要耶稣决定说你是要用石头打他，还让他走啊
？And ask Jesus, do you want her stoned or will you let her go?
这两个答案都会给耶稣找来麻烦。
Neither of the answer will do any good for Jesus.
但是耶稣可以说处在两难之间呢。
So Jesus was really between a rock and a hard place.
他们一直逼着耶稣要做决定。
And they were pressuring Jesus to make a decision.
换句话说
，In other words,
如果没有耶稣的话。
If we did not have Jesus,
我们看不见这人心中的那种黑暗。
We will not see the darkness in these people's hearts.
第二个例子。
The second example.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
那个生来是瞎眼的人。
The one born from a blind.
没有人能够医好他。
Nobody could heal him.
我不晓得这个人几岁。
I don't know how old he was.
可能十几岁。
Maybe in his teens.
可能三十几岁。
In his thirties.
可能五十几岁。
Or fifty.
但是当他被医好的时候。
But when he was healed.
只是因为他不肯说耶稣的坏话
It's only because he will not say anything bad about Jesus.
或者照法利赛人的要他讲的这种报告事情的经过
And he would not follow the Pharisee's way of saying things.
他们就把他赶出会堂了
So they drove him out of the synagogue.
让他一生受痛苦
So that he would suffer all his life.
耶稣的光
Jesus is light.
便暴露出人心中的黑暗
Exposes the darkness in man's heart.
但是弟兄姐妹们
But brothers and sisters,
耶稣来到世界上主要的目的不是要暴露
Jesus came to the world, the main reason was not to expose the darkness.
而是希望我们成为光明之子
But rather wanted us to become children of the light.
刚才我念的圣经节
The verse we just read.
说趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
While you have the light, believe in the light in order that you may become sons of light.
我们需要抓住机会。
We should grab the opportunity.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
当你听到。
When you hear the sermon.
当你读经。
When you read the Bible.
当你看到自己心中一些黑暗的时候。
When you see some darkness in your heart.
哪些黑暗？
What kind of darkness?
我们可以看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
四章三十一节
Chapter 4 verse 31
一切苦毒恼恨愤怒懒闹毁谤并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉这些都是黑暗的事情
All these are things of darkness
神要我们说离开、啊、
And God wants us to leave those
再看一下哥罗西书
Also in Colossians
三章五到十节
Chapter
3
verses
5
to 10.
第三章第五到第十节。
Chapter 3 verses 5 to 10.
所以要致死你们在地上的肢体， 就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。我这边有注意到 有两个字这里跟以弗所书都出现。
I noticed two words here that appeared in Ephesians section also.
叫做毁谤。
And that is slander.
我有时候听到有人说。
Sometimes I hear people say.
他讲一些不应该讲的话。
They said something that they shouldn't have spoken.
他说哦，我只是表示不同的意见。
They say, oh, I just want to show my disagreement.
你知道表示不同意见跟毁谤是两件事情。
You know, there's disagreement and slander are two different things.
比如说。
For example,
什么样人适合教主日学？
Who is qualified to teach Sunday school?
教会牧师有他的想法，有他的标准。
Church and pastor have their own standards and their thinking.
你有你可能自己的想法。
You may have your own thinking.
你可能觉得只要人热心就好了。
Maybe you say, well, if a person shows enthusiasm, then it's okay.
但是牧师认为是他对圣经要适当的了解。
The pastor feels that he has to have a good understanding of the Bible.
并且他愿意按照圣经的话去做。
And also is willing to obey what the Bible teaches.
如果是牧师没有听你教主日学，
if the pastor has not asked you to teach,
你可以说我的看法跟牧师不一样。
You can say that I disagree with him.
那可以。
That is fine.
但是如果你说，
but if you say,
牧师就随便做事情，
pastor just like to do things.
他偏心。
He is partial.
哦，我讲那些话他不喜欢听，所以他不要我做。
Because I said something he didn't like, so he didn't take me to be a teacher.
你已经超过了表现你不同意见的境界。
So you surpassed your disagreement.
你是在毁谤人。
You are really in the area of slandering.
你需要从这里面出来。
So you should come out from that.
不要停留。
Don't stay in it.
因为耶稣要你成为光明之子。
Because Jesus wants you to be the child of light.
而耶稣同时告诉我们，
at the same time, Jesus tells us,
如果一个人很希望赶快离开黑暗的东西，
if the person wants to quickly leave the darkness,
是个很好的证明，
that's a very good proof,
他的确是光明之子，
that he is indeed a child of the light.
他是有这种渴望，
and because without that, he will not show that desire.
他才有这种能力。
And he shows the power to do it.
他从黑暗里面出来。
To depart from the darkness.
我们看第三大点。
Let's look at the third big point.
不信的结果。
The consequence of unbelief.
这是四十七节到五十节。
This is in verses 47 to 50.
两个结果。
Two consequences.
第一个将受审判。
The first is that they will be judged.
这是四十七节到四十八节。
In verses 47 to 48.
四十七节，若有人听见我的话不遵守。我不审判他， 我来不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。这里的来是指耶稣第一次来。
Here the word says, I did not come. That means that Jesus' first advent.
他第一次来的目的。
The purpose of his first coming to earth.
不是要审判这个世界。
Was not to judge the world.
乃是要救这世人。
But to save the world.
我们看一下福音三章十七节。
Let's look at John 3:17.
约翰福音三章十七节。
John 3:17.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。他第一次来是要救世人。
When Jesus first came the first time, he came to save the world.
但是请注意。
But please pay attention.
当这个罪人不肯归向他。
If this sinner will not turn to him.
不肯接受他。
Will not accept him.
然后这个救主就变成他的审判主了。
then this Savior will become his judge.
约翰福音3章18节继续说,
so in verse 18 of chapter 3,
信他的人不被定罪, 不信的人罪已经定了, 因为他不信神独生子的名, 当一个人拒绝救主,
if a person rejects the Savior,
救主就变成他的审判官,
the Savior becomes his judge.
回到约翰福音12章40,
let's go back to chapter 12 of John.
48节,
verse 48.
弃绝我不领受我话的人, 有审判他的, 就是我所讲的道, 在末日要审判他, 这是很可怕的念头,
this is a fearful thought.
不接受耶稣的人,
those who will not accept Jesus,
有一天,
one day,
要面对他所听到的, 所读到的, 每一句圣经话语的审判,
we have to come to face to face with the scripture verses that he's heard and read about.
换句话说,
in other words,
他所拒绝的某一句圣经节,
Any particular verse that he has rejected,
那句圣经节将成为他的控告者跟审判官,
that particular verse will be his accuser and also his judge.
因为像我们节目单上打的那句英文格言一样,
so like the idiom that's printed in our bulletin,
他说这个手写的道, 也就是这本圣经,
I said the written word, that means the Bible,
都是指向那位永生的道, 耶稣基督,
points to the living word, and that's Jesus Christ.
So, 在那一天,
so on that day,
这个不信人站在白色大宝座的前面,
the unbeliever standing before the throne, or white throne of God,
耶稣问他说,
and Jesus asked him,
你为什么不肯接受童女怀孕的教导?
Why won't you accept the teaching about the virgin birth?
哦,你解释很多的理由,
and you'll give many answers.
耶稣回答你,
and Jesus replied,
你有罪,
you have sinned,
因为你没有接受我的话,
because you have not received my word.
当耶稣问你说, 你为什么不认为同性恋是罪?
If Jesus asks you, why don't you consider homosexuality a sin?
哦,你又举出很多的理由来,
and you'll give many reasons.
耶稣打断你,
but Jesus stopped you,
你有罪,
you have sinned,
因为你没有接受我的话语,
because you have not accepted my word.
当耶稣问你,
and when Jesus asked you,
为何你没有让我做你的神?
Why don't you accept me as your God?
唯一的救主,
the only Savior,
跟从我,
and follow me.
你回答他说,
and you answer him,
我虽然没有这样做,
even though I have not done those,
我常常做好事,
but I have done many good things.
我礼拜二总是去医院学校里面做义工,
I always go to a hospital as volunteer on Tuesday,
帮助人,
to help people.
我也看到人家有需要我就捐钱,
when I see people in need, I will donate money.
像是四川大地震我也捐钱,
like during the great earthquake in Sichuan,
我看到不懂英文的人,
when I see people don't know English,
我也帮他翻译,
I help them translate,
帮他填写表格,
help them fill forms.
你还没有讲完,
and you haven't even done with your, you're not done with it, and Jesus will stop you,
耶稣告诉你说,
and tell you,
你有罪,
you have sinned,
因为你没有接受我的话语,
because you have not accepted my word.
耶稣的审判,
and Jesus' judgment,
将是唯一的审判,
will be the only judgment.
没有第二审第三审可以上诉,
you cannot appeal.
耶稣的审判,
and Jesus' judgment,
耶稣完全的审判,
is also the perfect judgment.
你到时候发现你无话可说,
and then you will discover that you have nothing to say back.
我巴不得我们在座的每一位人,
I just wish everybody sitting here,
都不需要经过那个末日白色大宝座的审判,
don't have to go through that white throne of judgment on last day.
因为那个审判的结果,
because the result of that judgment,
也是唯一的结果,
will be the only,
不管你解什么理由,
no matter what reasons,
不管你提出什么证据,
what kind of evidence you provide,
审判的结果,
the result of judgment,
你有罪,
you have sinned,
因为你没有接受我的话,
because you have not received my word.
他将受审判，就不得永生。
Another consequence on unbelief is that will not receive eternal life.
49节到50节。
Verses 49 to 50.
因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。我也知道他的命令就是永生。故此我所讲的话，正是照着父对我所说的。 这边有一句话我们觉得很奇怪啊。
Here there's a sentence that may seem strange to you.
神的命令就是永生。
Commandment of God is eternal life.
约翰这里没有讲说神的邀请就是永生。
Paul did not say God's invitation is eternal life.
有时候我们跟人家谈到。
Sometimes when we tell people the gospel,
快结束的时候
towards the end,
我们会邀请他说你要不要接受耶稣啊。
We will invite him and say, do you want to believe in Jesus?
你要到现在去接受耶稣。
Would you believe Jesus now?
我们好像不愿意勉强他。
We don't want to put pressure on him.
我们好像是让他去做决定。
We want to leave the decision to him.
这个 是有些对。
This is partially right.
但是不是完全的。
But not completely.
就像这里告诉我们说神的命令就是永生了。
John tells us here that God's commandment is eternal life.
永生也是神的命令。
And eternal life is God's command.
约翰在这里这么讲。
And John is saying here.
彼得也这么讲。
And Peter also said the same thing.
我们看使徒行传第二章三十八节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
《使徒行传》二章三十八节。
Acts 2 verse 38。
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”啊，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，这是个命令式。”
Peter is saying that each one of you should repent. That's a command.
没有说你们我邀请你们来悔改好了。
He did not say, I invite all of you to repent.
或者你们考虑一下决定要不要，要不要。
Or you should consider if you want to do so.
命令是。
It's an imperative mood.
约翰这么讲，彼得这么讲，保罗也这么讲。
Paul said that as John did, and then Peter said that.
我们看使徒行传十七章三十节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 30.
十七章三十节。
Acts 17 verse 30.
这边说世人蒙昧无知的时候神并不见他，如今却吩咐啊，吩咐这个原来的意思就是命令，却命令各处的人都要悔改。
Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that they all, that all everywhere should repent.
神为什么命令？
Why should God command?
因为永生的问题太重要了。
Because the matter of eternity is too important.
不应该在于说你有没有兴趣。
We should not just leave it to whether we are interested or not.
永生的问题不是一个说，哎呀，我去想想看，玩一玩的问题。
The matter of eternity is not something we should toy with.
这是个永生的问题。
Because this is a matter about eternity.
所以是个命令。
So it's a command.
我们也需要这样的告诉人。
And we should tell people this way.
同时如果你还没有接受耶稣
and at the same time if you have not received Jesus
我请你赶快接受耶稣
I want to ask you to quickly receive Jesus
你没有办法找到比这更好的
you cannot find anything better than this
你也不会说哎呀糟糕我弄错了
you will not say oh no I made a mistake
因为这是神讲的话
because this is God's word
有一句圣经节我很喜欢
there's one of my favorite verses
哥林多后书
Second Corinthians,
第六章
chapter 6,
第二节
verse 2.
哥林多后书第六章第二节
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2.
因为他说，好的，找到以后我们一起念。
Let's read together this verse.
我们一起来。因为他说，在悦纳的时候，我因你们。在拯救的时候我搭救的你看哪、啊、现在正是悦纳的时候现在正是拯救的日子我巴不得如果你还没有认识耶稣
How I wish that if you have not known Jesus
你今天就做这个决定
that you make decision today
你可以上完以后告诉我
and after the worship you can tell me
或打网上打个电话给我
or you can call me this evening
因为耶稣在十二章做总结的时候
because Jesus in the conclusion of chapter 12
他大声的呼喊就说需要信他
He cried out that we need to believe in him.
现在就是个好时候。
And now is the time.
我们看到约翰给耶稣公开的工作做个总结。
So we have seen John making a summary of Jesus' public ministry.
他告诉我们耶稣来是要救罪人。
He told us that Jesus came to save sinners.
他一方面用他自己的教导。
He used his own teaching.
要人接受他是神。
And they want people to believe in him.
他更用他所行的神迹。
And he used his miracles.
来支持他的教导。
To support his teaching.
可是有人不信。
Yet some did not believe in him.
有些人他不肯相信。
Some would not believe.
他屡次的拒绝。
And the repeated rejection.
神就让他们不能相信。
Because of that, God caused them not to able to believe.
有些人他嘴里说是信。
Some said with their mouth that they believe.
但他不敢公开的表示。
Yet they dare not to do so publicly.
其实是还没有信。
Actually, they did not really believe.
但也有人相信。
But there were believers too.
他到耶稣这里来。
And they came to Jesus.
我巴不得我们当中人都是来到耶稣的人。
I wish that among us everybody will come to Jesus.
因为耶稣告诉我们不信的后果是怎么样。
Because Jesus tells us the consequence of unbelief.
耶稣是神。
He is God.
所以他讲的话一定会兑现。
And therefore every word he speaks will come true.
我能问你最后一个问题。
Can I ask you a last question?
请问你究竟是哪一种人？
May I ask you what type?Do you belong to?
你有把握你是属于耶稣的人吗？
Do you have confidence that you belong to Jesus?
如果没有的话，
If not,
好不好？现在，
May it be now.
今天，
Today,
就接纳他，
Time to accept him.
做你的主跟救主，
To be the Savior and Lord.
我们祷告，
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
你借着这段话语，
Just through this passage,
让我们看到你来的目的是什么。
That you taught us the reason for your coming.
求给我们一个谦卑的心。
Give us a humble heart.
我们好好的检自神。
To examine ourselves.
我究竟是哪一种人？
Which kind of person I am?
我是相信你的人。
Do I believe in you?
我是不相信你的人。
Or I don't believe in you.
哎，我只是一个不敢公开的人。
Or I am just trying to be a secret believer.
求你圣灵跟引导我们。
May the Holy Spirit guide us.
让我们每个人都能够到你的面前来。
So that every one of us will
肯定我们是属于你的羊。
To be sure that we are the sheep that belong to you.
我们将祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.